Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Stephanie Coker's mom, and you have been listening to Me, Her, and Everything Else podcast.
Hey guys, what's up? It's another episode of Me, Her, and Everything Else. My name is Stephanie Coker, Aderinoku, and of course, I am your host. So this is a very special episode as we are celebrating Mother's Day in advance. So I want to wish all the amazing, beautiful, strong women who are mothers out there a very happy Mother's Day. And it's also special because I have someone very special. I said special like three times, but you know. My mom is here. Hi, mom. Let's give her a round of applause. Hi.
Hello, my soulmate.
What? I wasn't expecting that. She's mocking. All right. Hi, mom.
How
welcome
you,
to. I'm good. Are we, if you're not on trial, don't worry. It's okay. Relax. I know I told you about the episode. I told you it was like old school versus new school parenting.
So how come it's changed?
Oh, it hasn't changed. We're going to ease into it because she's already here. She's already like on the battlefield. She's like, yes, I hear you people are not good at what's your
yes, Gen Z millennial. Yes.
Okay. All right. So you know what? The producer was saying that she wanted to embarrass me a little bit. Okay. So she did say I should like, you know, get you to talk about a bit about like when I was growing up, maybe just one or two things I did. Is there anything you would say that I didn't like doing or I was naughty or anything that, you know, would just put me in a...
Yes. She doesn't like washing plates or doing domestic chores.
Excuse me.
She doesn't like it.
Mom, what did you guys used to call me?
Dishwasher.
Is that not child abuse?
That's right, what you call it now, but it's discipline.
It's what you mean, discipline?
Morality and discipline.
Mom, I was washing plates back to back. It should be the dishwasher and the nose.
Do you
really and truly?
Do you
see? Yeah, I used to Hoover. No,
exactly. That is what I'm transmitting from my own training to you. And that's how it should be.
But why didn't you make my brother do that? You didn't make David do it. He used to just sit there in front of the TV watching Cartoon Network.
Because he was a footballer then. concentrating on Arsenal Junior.
And I was concentrating on what, please? Has to be what?
Because you are a woman, you should be useful to your
feminists are coming for you. Gen Z, please don't drag my mother. You know it's not their fault. But Gen Z and feminists are coming.
Well, in our own time, that was how we were brought up. So, you had to transfer it to you. So, how I'll bring you up as a lady. As someone leaving your parents' house, going to another family, where they will welcome you well with the level of home training you are bringing there.
Okay.
So that's why I don't want you to be useless there. That's why, yeah. That's why I have to train you.
Mom, but your son
well.
Is going to be useless, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, my son can even cook now. Part. Can you imagine him calling me from London? I'm on the video call with him, telling him how to cook stew. How to make okra, how to cook jollof rice, fried rice. And remember when we went to London the last time,
He made jollof rice for us before
we got to the house from the airport.
Yeah, but he doesn't know how to wash plates well. His plates always have stains.
He bought a dishwasher.
Yes.
He has a dishwasher. And, you know, that does the job.
Oh, but if I bought a dishwasher, how would you feel about that?
Yeah, well, you have at least tasted from the way they wash plates with hand. So, yeah. Excuse to get a free dishwasher.
Oh, but you just want me to know how to do it?
Yes.
But David didn't know how to, you need to know how to do it.
He does wash plates.
Did he wash plates when we were younger?
Of course. Were you washing his plates? You refuse to wash his plates sometimes and he will wash it. I'm not going to wash it.
Okay. So there you are, championing for your son. Don't worry. It's Mother's Day coming. I will.
You are both the same in my house. No.
You love us both equally.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I believe you. All right.
I went through the same pain of having both of you. So
I love both of you same. Oh, so sweet. Yes. Okay, Marjorie. Well, so this is old school versus new school. People often like describe the way their parents raise them.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they're raising their children as different, like very different, like worlds apart, actually. So, you know, when I had Ariella, there were some things that you guys wanted to do, like some traditions and customs that you do when you have a child, you know, like throw the child up in the air, wash the child with palm oil and all those things. And I was literally against it. I think they actually snuck away. They did it when I wasn't at home. Yeah, they did. They did. And my aunt actually threw Ariella up in the air.
Upside down.
Yeah, in front of me. I was talking to her and I was explaining why I don't want her to do it. And she just started doing it. She's like, oh, you mean this? Oh, like this. I almost like froze. But, you know, there's something. So for our generation, so we're talking, we're starting from birth here. Our generation would kind of see that, or a lot of people will see that as like, I don't know, like it's too aggressive for the child. You can't, you know, Throw, brain damage. You're throwing them up. What if they
abuse,
fall down on the floor?
Child abuse.
It's more like a neglect because it's like this dangerous, right? So, but what do you think about that? Do you think that it's just a tradition or do you not see where we're coming from in that sense? Like, oh, it's a bit dangerous.
Well, I think it's just the tradition. It's been on for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
No one of my age group has, you know, questioned it. You just have to be careful when doing it. There are ways you can do it. And we've never heard of any, you know.
I think there was a case that I saw. I think someone actually did do that. And then the child ended up having I don't know if it was the end up dislocation or like a broken leg or something like that.
I just said you have to be careful. That is a way. Maybe the person doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah. Well,
that would be maybe one in 10,000 cases.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
What do they call you now? Statistics mama.
You know, I'm very good in mathematics.
You are. I can't lie. You are.
Even up to this age. Yes.
So now, right? You guys describe us as Gen Z, millennial, and I think you people are baby boomer, yeah? So, baby boomers, you all think you did such a great job raising all of us Gen Z and millennials, right? You're taking your glasses off.
I'm
it's about to get real. Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. You are kind of like, in a sense, responsible for the people you have out there right now. And right now we have a very interesting pool of people. Yeah, we have like young people that are not interested in getting married. You have people that, you know, have a lot of mental health issues. And they say, you know, it started off when they were young. So I don't know if we could, you know, link it to also like the treatment, you know, because young people back then when I was growing up, we were kind of like, we were punished a lot. So like, you know, frog jumps, put your hands up, beating with belts, cable, slipper, anything they can find. Your head, you go,
I will tell you that it has even gotten better at your own
stage. So we were just getting a taste.
Yes.
Okay.
During our home time, you know, before you go to school, Mm-hmm. I'm going to categorize this topic into mini topics.
Okay.
Like education.
Okay.
Fashion.
Okay.
Religion.
Okay.
Social life. Morality and discipline. Training.
Okay. So which one are we starting with?
Education.
Okay, let's go.
During our own time, our parents make sure we are well educated. Not now that you any child will say, I don't want to go to school. I want to go and learn tailoring or anything. Education is very, very vital, very important. And they make sure you are educated well. Under education, mm-hmm. you will start from primary school mm-hmm. and you are being trained from that age. Mm-hmm. Still, you still have domestic work mm-hmm. to do at home. Mm-hmm. So you've been trained from like age 6. You start your primary school from age 6. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine from age 6, you have been trained on when to wake up to start dressing up for school. Mm-hmm. Then we don't have what is called house help.
Nannies
now. So you have to train your children to help you in the house chores as well. Mm-hmm. When they come back from school, they do their homework. They eat. Mm-hmm. They have their nap. And still help the mothers in the kitchen doing the housework as well.
Well, not a 6-year-old, but maybe like a 9-year-old.
Even from, yeah, well, you can't babysit a 6-year-old though. In the 60s, in the 70s. No. Mm. Yeah. I'm not talking about 2-year to 3-year-old. Even some houses, 5 years, 4 years, they've well, known what, you know, how to eat, how to where to so get their food.
So in a sense, are you saying that like the children of nowadays are a bit spoiled?
Yes, I'll say that. Do you remember yourself mm-hmm. at the age of 7?
Yeah.
When in London, mm-hmm. yeah, you looked after your brother, remember?
Yes, I know. I was a bit of a nanny, wasn't
work.
I?
Mm. I had to walk. So yeah. From what age have I trained you?
Yeah.
And you are very useful to yourself now. Look at what you have, the woman you have become. Yeah? Yeah. So before you go to school, mm-hmm. you know, you get prepared the night before.
Right.
Your uniform clean and well ironed.
Oh, so
your shoes, your books, your subjects the next day is well arranged in your bag. You understand? Mm-hmm. And you must wake up on time to do the domestic work in the house. Whether it's sweeping you do that day or dusting or you mm-hmm. do everything. Before you go to school, I'm saying this time I'm talking about secondary school.
Okay.
Yes. And if you are late to school, you know what you will get now. So you won't try it. Mm. During our time, the teacher, they dedicate different teachers by the gates. If you are late.
Oh, they did that in my school.
So when you get to the gates, they're waiting for you. Mm-hmm. When you get there, you are late. 1 minute, you can't enter. They have where they will put you. Mm. You have to kneel down there or do frog jump. Or even they send you to the, in our own school, we do have farm, like farm grass. You have to be plucking with your hand. Or they say, you know, stretch your hand out and with ruler, the edge. So if you remember that, that's what you call child abuse now. If you remember that, how can you be late the next day? Will you not be responsible for yourself? Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a bit harsh though. The edge of the ruler.
That's it though. Then under religion, then we take religion very serious. On Sundays, you have to get ready to go to church. If you're a Muslim, Fridays, you know what to do. Not now that you chose to do whatever you like. Your parents cannot talk to you. They cannot control you. They cannot say, you have to go to my church. I'm going to my own church.
Your son refused to enter the church.
He went
to your birthday. Do you remember?
He did.
He did enter.
And he said he doesn't like African churches, that he can go to Church of England or that. And I said, why? He said, because African churches, they take too long and then they say so much jargons. Anglican or Church of England, Catholic, mm-hmm. they're straight, you know, their service is straightforward and, you know, you
1 hour, just go,
you're out.
Okay.
So, and plus, going to church doesn't determine who you are.
Yeah. But you're just saying that discipline, if you're going to have faith, at least, you know, if you, because if you're going to the cinema, you know that, okay, you'll get there 5 minutes, 10 minutes before. You don't want to miss the film, right?
So if
but
you are,
don't respect,
if you have been trained from young, from little, that you have to keep to time. It's right inside your blood. You always keep to time, which will help you in future.
Mom, in this same Africa, you are saying keep to time, keep to time. Who invented this Niger time, I be African time? Why are you people always late?
That's why they say African time.
No, Niger, but it doesn't time. Even make sense, because if you guys were trained in the 60s and 70s to be so disciplined and, you know, so time sensitive and time conscious, why are you always late?
We just try to deviate to join the wagon.
Which wagon? Because Western people are not even like that.
Of late people.
Of late people. Who are the late people? You people are the late people. You taught us how to be late. Yeah.
No, your own is super
diabolical.
Yeah. Make up for 2 hours, 3 hours. What happened? Kilo Shelley. Why? You have a function for 5 o'clock. You start making up 4 o'clock. You finish 6, 7. By the time you get there, it's finished. What's the meaning of that?
Mom, it's called slay. You know, you have to press their necks. You have to be.
And then you get start getting ready earlier, my dear.
Okay. Yes. Sorry. But you're still, you two, you're even late. And you're not even doing slay queen makeup.
I do sometimes. You know, today I've been asking you, when are you coming? When are we going? Because I guess in Nigeria, I feel the heat so much. So I don't like, you know, putting powder or anything on and sitting down, even for 2 minutes, I'll be sweating.
So that's why you're on time.
If I put my mind on something, I don't get there late.
Okay, if you're really interested.
If I'm really interested.
Okay, so PSA, if my mom's ever late for your function, it's because she'll send you. She'll send you.
Probably.
Mom! That's very savage.
Okay. Why would you say that to? No. Or maybe I know that the person too, you know.
Is like late.
You know, if they say 1 o'clock party.
Yeah.
Nigerian time.
Yes.
4 o'clock. The party has not even started.
You know, that's what's actually happened now. So when people say 1 o'clock, it's not that people aren't ready. It's just the fact that in our heads, we actually feel like, well, they said 1 o'clock because they really want us to get there for 3, 4. So even if the person means 1 p.m. now, he can't even say it with his chest, because it's not like, if I say 1 p.m., I know these people are going to be late. So let me just say 1 p.m. because I want them to come for 3. But if I want them to actually come for 1 p.m., I have to tell them 10 a.m.
So how can that be changed? I don't think that's kind of corrected.
I don't know. It can't unless people start getting penalized for being late, then maybe.
To work, because I'm not getting money from party.
I'm
going to enjoy
myself. Maybe they will not give you souvenir if you are late. You mark a register before you collect your gift.
Okay. We think about you have to pass the message to event planners.
Yes. If you're late,
to put it in there.
Maybe that will help.
Resume.
What was the next thing on your notes? Because I know
then fashion. You know, fashion. When we
just
are going to
update
school,
you guys, this is old school versus new school fashion now that we're on.
Our uniform cannot come up.
Like past your knee?
It has to pass our knee.
Okay, sorry, past your knee.
Past your knee.
Okay.
Not like these times that you wear a short skirt. What's the point of wearing short skirt and then you start dragging it like this? What happened? Is it by force? And then you wear these batasosuru heels. Then you still have flat slippers in your plastic bag. Is it by force?
You have to do it again now.
And then fashion again. What is in fashion when you are naked? All your boobs out. What's the meaning of that? That is the more reason you not get a suitor, because I cannot see anybody. Yes, please change your dressing. Change your dressing. If you know you are to be a wife, please. Showing all your body doesn't mean a man will be interested. Please. They can have men and interview them. I'm sure 80% of them will say they are not interested. They will just be catching crews.
Right. So you think that women of nowadays are a bit underdressed?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
But do you think I'm underdressed sometimes? Tell the truth. It's okay.
You can't swear I am unless I don't see you. But
what about now?
That's training again. Because where you were trained, the family you were trained, you cannot dress that less.
Yes, I can. I do it all the time.
You can't.
I do it on television.
Hold on. showing your boobs.
Oh, but mom, I don't really have big boobs.
Exactly. But even if you don't have, you can still make it up to here.
Okay, okay. Yeah, but I've done that on television. You called me. You were like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should be telling your stylist to put strap on your clothes.
Hey, that one that you are pulling like this. Why did you sew that side? Didn't I tell you?
I didn't sew it, mom. It was a designer.
Well, a designer cannot force you to wear what you don't like. So that means both of you compromised and said, okay, it's fine. I like it. I told you I didn't like that dress on you that day.
Yes, I vividly remember.
So far, have you given her back to put string?
No, I haven't.
Why?
Because I'm not going to wear it again.
Again. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so is that what you have to say about fashion? So you think we're just standing... What about men? What about men's fashion?
What's wrong with men's fashion? I even like their fashion now. You see what they wear now?
What do they wear, please?
Ah, skinny trouser.
Oh, okay, okay.
Above the knee. Mm-hmm. Very smart. Mm. Ah,
what
when I see my son dress up like this, I admire him, yeah.
I thought you didn't have a preference. That's what you said.
No. Podcast. You said dressing.
Yeah, of men. I don't understand.
What can men wear? They don't have anything to show.
Okay, okay. So what about like their hair? Like, you know, when they dye their hair yellow, gold or platinum blonde, whatever.
I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I was passing by like 4 days ago,
mm-hmm,
by Ikati. I saw one guy coming out of the salon with, he foil paper from his head. Then what I saw was round gold here. I said, which one is this? What's wrong with this guy? Does he think he looked better with this? No.
Do you know portable? Zazu.
I don't like his hair. That's the same hair I'm telling you about.
You don't like his hair?
That's not nice.
Really?
You know, your appearance shows who you are.
Yeah, okay.
Speaks a lot about you.
Mm-hmm. So, people obviously judge you on first appearance. Yes. What you look like. So, that's how they'll probably treat you. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay, well, there we have it about the fashion. I mean, well, old school, well, you guys used to dress fashionable. Yeah, they're a fashionable show.
Am I not fashionable now? Simple and real. Simple and real.
Okay, yeah, you guys, yeah, but the thing is, what you said, okay, let me quickly go back to what you said about education. You know, you said something about education that everybody had to go to school, and it's not like now where people are going to get, you know, like, certificates in certain fields. The times are different. University graduates aren't necessarily getting the jobs that they even want with their degrees. And then also, there are things that you can do, like what are these little courses? You can do like short courses and you can go on to master in the field. And you know, there's technology now as well. So some things you don't even need to go to school for. So maybe that's why as well, some people don't really take education in the traditional sense, as serious.
Because then we were after engineers, doctors, lawyers. Ah, mama lawyer, mama engineer.
You
mama
doctors, up with that.
Mama doctor. My brother was a doctor and they called my mom mama doctor. You know, that their time as well to raise up their own is even more difficult time than ours.
Yeah.
You have to be a lawyer, doctor, engineer, all those.
Why? Is it just so someone can call you mama lawyer?
I don't think so, but you know, they take a parity in education.
Yeah, but why that type of education? Because if it was like back in those days and somebody said they wanted to be a singer or a drummer now,
No. Yeah, one just started. Even in my own age, nothing like that.
Yeah, why? Why is it seen as less of an accomplishment or of a job?
Yeah, well, I will say probably because there wasn't what you call technology then.
Mm-hmm.
But now, there is technology. They can see what you can become. If you're a musician,
mm-hmm,
if you're a tailor, fashion designer, you know.
There's money in it.
You can be anything now. Yes.
Okay, so they just weren't respectable jobs back then.
Yes.
So that's why people were in more interested.
Tailor lomo, carpenter loko.
But why would they not
during
say like
my mom's age, or not even our own?
ahead. Okay, yeah. See, that kind of tone that you just used, yeah, when they say, oh, the daughter is a tailor, their son is a carpenter, that kind of thing, yeah. Why is it that Nigerian parents are so pressed about what their friends say about them? Because my generation now, we don't care. Me, when I went to say I did IVF, my mom went on her knees, start begging me, please don't tell anybody. Why? Did you not ask you? Oh my God. She was thinking like, oh my God, her friends are going to start calling her. That, why did you?
That's the work of technology now. That's what it has caused. So
yeah, because we have to live
with it. We are living with it.
My generation, we're fine with like, you know, opening up and being real. Yes, and we now,
you know, you don't know.
But why is your generation like that? Why were they like, why are you guys like, oh, keep it secret?
I don't know. We just like that. It's just in our blood. We are raised up like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now you people are now trying to talk sense into us to make us reason, which you will see that it's no big deal. What's there? So you have impacted our own life as well in a way.
Yeah, and I think it's good for your mental health as well, because you know sometimes older people, because they're not used to that, they weren't brought up that way, they feel like they have to pack in so many emotions and experiences and keep them to themselves. But our generation are actually, as you said, impacting you. I don't want to say you guys, because you say it's disrespect now. You amazing parents out there with our own transparency, it's like helping you be also be free. Kind of free from, free from like your bondage of keeping things inside. Because you know, you told me your friend called you and said, why did they maybe go and tell them that she did IVF? Why? Why did she do that?
Do you know what I told her? And, you know, my reply, I was so satisfied with it that me too, I've moved on. I've moved on to millennia to Gen Z. Me too, I don't give a damn. Okay. Well, that's it. Just join the wagon. That's what's going on in life now. So go with the trend.
Yeah, no, you're right. Oh, let's touch on, I know you have other topics, but I just thought of one. Marriage and relationships. So now we see a lot more like divorces, very early on in marriage, especially men, women are just like, okay, I'm not doing this. Whereas back in the days, I feel like marriages, even if they did end up in divorce or situationships, you know, people went their separate ways, it took much longer, or it wasn't as rampant. There wasn't really a trend of like this baby mother thing, you know. There's single mothers, yes, but same thing. But what I mean is, you know, that whole like, okay, maybe you just had a baby for someone, then you moved on. I mean, it was there, but it wasn't as much as it is today. Now, why? What are your thoughts on that?
I'll say tolerance first. You have to be able to tolerate yourself up to a stage before you say, you know, yeah, not doing anymore.
So you think people of nowadays are less tolerant?
I'll tell you that.
Okay.
For sure. Yes. They're less tolerant. And it's because of the age we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Technology, social media, all these stuff.
Opinions of others. Opinions,
yes. I can't be bothered. No. I've had enough. I cannot. No.
Obviously, there are exceptions. You know, if you're getting beaten up, or if he's like verbally abusive, or she's verbally abusive, and things like that. Obviously, yeah, tolerance. But I kind of agree. Violence. Yeah, domestic violence. Even just not being happy. Yeah, your happiness is very important. So the thing is, even if you're not happy, that's fine. You can leave. Nobody is tied to anybody. Nobody's destiny is tied to anyone.
No.
But I think, still though, I think the tolerance, because people sometimes don't really do their due diligence. And obviously people say people change, but you know, sometimes people go into something knowing fully well who the person is, and then once they're in, they're like, oh, I can't tolerate this anymore.
But I've had cases as a first child. Oh, she knows this guy is not good for her. But no, I don't want to have my children for this man, another man. I will just manage. I'll have the second one or the third one, then I can leave him so that my children will be with one man.
Okay.
That one too is dangerous, because you are just
harming
yourself.
Yeah. And that could also yeah, as they said, they want their kids to be in one place, like all from the same father.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also probably what society will say as well, like, oh, she has three baby daddies.
Or, yeah, they do. Like that. Yes.
Yeah. But still, the longer you spend in that type of environment or relationship and it's harming you, like, what's the point? You know? So I think there's lessons to be learned from both generations about relationships and marriage and situationships.
Yes.
What else do you have on your list there? Because you're
I don't have any
today,
list.
Aren't you? No. Tolanacious comedian.
Can I leave my phone somewhere?
Oh, so are they calling you? Okay. Your people are calling you. You're so busy. Sorry, we didn't pay her.
And there is what we call family expectations.
Hmm, okay.
You know, you want to guide your family name.
Yeah, yeah.
In those days.
Mm-hmm.
More than now. They don't care now. Or maybe we care more then.
Yeah.
So there are some things you cannot do just like that and get away with it. But nowadays, because of, I don't know, I keep saying technology. The world has moved on.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody can be bothered that. No family.
So like people were more conscious of where they were coming from and the family. You know, is it, oh, if I say it in Yoruba now, Ranti Omo Tunje.
Ranti Omo Eniti Wonshe.
Oh, that's it, sorry.
Yes, that's family expectations. When you remember your family name, and they cannot hear this, that I'm from this family, and then I'm doing this type of thing. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, even if you're not from a prominent family per se that's known, I think even that statement, that saying is actually very valid because if you remember the family that you are from, you won't want to disgrace them.
Mm.
And a lot of people, you know, sometimes we see people online and people wonder like, this girl, okay, she says she's a prostitute, for example, or this guy says, you know, or he doesn't say anything. He's just, maybe he's a yaoi boy, right? But these people, they're from someone's home. Like they have mums and they have fathers, and people in the comment section are often like, this girl that's just coming out to say she's a prostitute, they didn't pay her money. Do they not have parents? And I see those type of comments a lot. Obviously, I'm not going to get into like whether sex work is an okay job or whatever. That's not really the point. My point is really that people are aware. They're like, how can you have no shame to the extent that you're coming online to say that you're a sex worker in Nigeria?
You
where
see what technology has done to you people. because I don't know social media. I don't know. They're just doing it for other people to
laugh or
what?
Is it for clout? Yeah, we have this thing called clout. So clout chasing is like you want to trend.
You see people naked on Instagram. What?
Mm-hmm.
Is there no way Instagram can block them or stop all this?
There are some
Instagram and
there are some measures in place. Yes.
It's spoiling the world too.
You know, well, you're kind of right, because if that's why young children, you know, there are a lot of things like TikTok was for the young people, and then now people like Kanye West are losing their minds because their children are on it because they know what TikTok has turned to.
You're pregnant and you're walking naked. What's the meaning of that?
Mom, please don't come for Rihanna. Don't come for Rihanna.
Really? Yes. Rihanna. Sorry.
Uh-huh. Because even me, I've told them that when I'm pregnant, my stomach is going to be out.
Me later, ne.
In my husband's house now.
With jabboni to put with jabola tongue to go to get your husband's house.
I have to slay like Rihanna.
Slay, Joe. We shall see.
Moving on. What was your other topic? What was your other topic?
Finance.
Oh, their finances. Okay, yeah. Yeah. What about it? The way we spend money. Spend money like there's no money.
Because that,
if I broke down my business,
yes, is affecting them nowadays. Because then our parents have to pay our school fees, be responsible for it. But nowadays, they have to go to boyfriends, sugar daddy, and it's very dangerous.
Okay.
You go to hotels with people you don't know. Now they say money rituals and all that.
Yeah.
Because of what? You lose your life because you need money.
No, you're very right. I'm looking at it from, okay, so you're saying that people are desperate now.
They're desperate.
Yeah, but they're desperate because of the economy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, back in the days, you people weren't desperate because Nigeria was better often.
Mm-hmm. We are contented with what we have.
You are content. Okay, that's different now. That's different. Because the problem is some of these people that are doing those things are saying that, they don't even have money to eat. That's why they're going down this road. But at the end of the day, there's still another way out. So there's really no excuse for certain things that you have mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're saying that we used to spend money anyhow as well. Is that what you're saying as well?
Yeah, people spend. You don't care. You say YOLO. You only live once. It's like you cannot afford it. So you can buy one burger for 6,000, 10,000. It's fine. If this money finish, another one will come.
Yeah, you know, any money like this, Nigerians. Yeah, that's kind of how we don't live like that. But I think it's like it's a notion that we have so that we don't get stressed. It's an ideology that we have so we don't.
Anyway, I don't blame you people. Nigeria is stressful already.
Yeah. So I think
there must be a way to
unwind.
Yeah, unwind yourself.
Yes. Yeah. But in terms of finances, we could do a bit better because your generations, you know, you're into savings. I mean, not that Gen Z and millennials don't save, but they don't save as much, you know. They're more interested in buying, you know, the latest designer, what's trending. Mm. They're not really into things that are going to... let me put it like this. A lot of people end up having to borrow and loan and beg for like school fees when it's time around because they're not prioritizing. Like if you earn a certain amount, why are you putting your child in a certain type of school? So I think sometimes we don't get our priorities straight. If you know that your salary is 100K, you can't put your child in a school of 100K now. Like let's just say the monthly fee is 100K when you divide it into months.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing that? You're living above your means.
Yes.
So do you think that you guys managed money way better than us?
Of course, yes.
Wow, I wasn't expecting the of course.
Mm. Yeah.
So what is it we're doing wrong? Just the YOLO, is that it?
I don't understand this age of Gen Z. Those ones are even worse.
I'm a millennial.
You are the same.
Okay.
You spend money anyhow. You know, I used to tell you. How much is this ice cream? How much is it before you say you want to buy it for me? Don't I do that?
Yes.
And I might say I don't want. You know. So that's what we're saying.
So, misuse of finances. Okay. Yeah. You have anything else for us?
Morality and discipline.
Wow. Mom, you know what? See me, as I am here now. I have morals, and I'm always getting chastised if I say anything online like this about morals. Because they'll say that you think you're on a high horse, maybe because you're married or because you lived abroad. You think you have, no. So my own with that morals thing is, you talk about it because I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to get dragged. So that they know why I'm the way I am with morals. Because if I say something now about,
you see, under morality and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I see the children of nowadays. I have so many examples. You know, you see an adult standing, who's sitting down. Who are you?
Eh?
We never got up for the adult. Please sit down. Or you see somebody coming, you live in the same compound. But because you are Gen Z or whatever you call yourself, the woman will carry two bags. You just walk past. She'll be struggling. It's part of it.
Yeah.
No discipline.
Mm.
No morals.
Mm.
For you to go out there and be fighting, you don't have discipline. Why must you be fighting someone? If someone is abusing you, if you are quiet, don't say anything. That person is a fool. Just walk away, if possible.
Hmm. Well,
if you have home training, another thing is training, home training. You will not miss with the riffraff outside.
Wow.
You will not see your money too, won't you?
Okay. So you think that the generations after you have kind of lost their morals and discipline. I think also, you know, the fact that people don't like...
And it keeps deteriorating.
Yeah, because people don't... For example, people... You know, they used to say it takes a village. And now... It doesn't take a village. The village needs to mind their business. What do you think about that? Like, because
if somebody tells someone else's child off, they're literally going to come to you and say, why are you talking to my child? Why are you telling my child off?
Yeah, in this day and age. Then in our own days, nothing like that.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
And we learn from it.
What did you learn?
Yeah, because...
Oh, you learn from the people telling you off?
Yeah, because our mother will not go and fight for no reason. But now you want to show off. Who are you to talk to my child like that and all that?
Okay, true. Because there's a difference, you know, obviously I wouldn't take, like me now, you can't hit my child. Like, I don't know, you can't just come and hit my child. But in your days, yeah, they could actually do that. Like and a neighbor, if the neighbor saw your child do something, they could probably spank your child. Like not your, well, you actually, if your mom, you know, was there and then wasn't there, sorry, and you were there and you did something wrong, your neighbor could probably spank you, right?
And then I'll go back and tell my mom, my mom will ask, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
She will reason with it, go back to the neighbor and say, what happened? If the neighbor was wrong, then they will iron it out. Don't do that again to my child. What has she done? Why did you do that?
But the fact, but so
you. But think- nowadays, the mind of fighting, that the ego that is me, what do you mean? Why would you do that?
To my child, right?
Yes.
Talk to my child. Yeah. I think there's a balance. I think there's a way we can actually balance it so it's not too extreme. So you don't have strangers beating your child. But then also you don't just have people looking away like, oh, it's not my business, not my business.
Well, I'll tell you, no strangers then even. People that you know around you.
Yeah, but some people still strangers. Look at them like, I don't care. Like, you don't have the right to hit my child or talk to my child. So they'll even still classify them as strangers, even though they're their neighbor of 10 years.
Even when we were raising your type up. No, but I am talking about when my mom then was raising me up.
Okay, okay.
I think after all, that has stopped.
Yeah, it has. That's why they say it no longer takes a village, because people are out here doing it themselves. I mean, personally, I think I would want somebody to tell my child if she was doing something wrong. And I wouldn't want my child to come and just say, mommy, oh, they shout, you know, someone shouted at me, and then she's going to think that I'm just going to go and shout at a person. Because now, you know, if you look at some homes, there are nannies. That maybe the nanny will tell the child off, and then the child will now go and report to the mum, and the mum will go and chastise the nanny. So the child already knows that anything this woman does, I'm going to go and tell my mum. Who are you? And they talk to them like trash because they think they're the help. Meanwhile, these people are actually working a job, and they should be treated with respect.
Yes,
because they're actually doing a job. Yeah, and they're human beings. They should be treated with respect. But what you find in Nigeria with some children is that they become very spoiled.
Yes.
Because they have assistance. And then the mom also, as you said, ego. Are you mad? Why are you talking to my child like that? Don't talk to my child. You're not even asked the nanny. Oh, what did she do? Okay, next time, don't shout. But maybe, you know, take something from the child that they like, you know, so that the nanny as well will understand what to do. But the ego and the fact that people look down on people now a lot. And you said back in your days, they didn't really have like helps in the house as well as much.
Not as much as now.
Like every
not
house.
Not as much as now.
Everybody has help in their house now.
Then we had.
Yeah, you had because you were spoiled.
We had because.
Mommy, you're not even a good candidate for this because you're even spoiled. Yes. They are spoiled to the house. Coca, they are very spoiled. The house. Yes. So I thought I'd just throw you under the bus there, but it's okay.
But at the same time,
we're
disciplined.
Yes. Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Another thing is domestic cleanliness and hygiene.
It's next to godliness.
They don't, most of them now don't have it.
They
are dirty. You just see them outside slaying. Go and look at their room or in their house.
Mom, please. I feel like
dirty are not organized. Their room is upside down smelling.
My room is upside down.
What's the meaning of that? When you are staying outside, you are not organized in the house.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Well, you know what? I think there was a girl. I don't know.
Hygiene, how can you have body odor as a lady?
Oh,
even a man. Why must you not take your bath every day? Especially in Nigeria, the heat is too much.
Yeah. I think it was someone talking about like towels or the bras the other day. Like maybe, yeah. Like, and yeah, we're in the same bra for like months.
You see?
Like without washing it.
Yeah,
and like some men don't even change their boxers. How do you guys feel? Have you changed your boxers this week? 2 boxes every day. Come on. See? And it's just Tuesday. Yes, we have some OCDs.
Yeah. Yeah. But, okay. So that's one, another thing. Okay. That's all right. Cool. Thing. Well, if there's nothing else you want to share with us, you can wish everyone a happy Mother's Day.
I wish every wonderful mothers out there.
Mommy, say again. I wish every, you said mothers. You said, no, you know, I'm English. I wish every mother.
Every mother.
Yeah.
Okay. You know your English
you
now.
You said all the wonderful mothers. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
My Yimi Lori.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, sorry. Just go on.
What should I say?
Just say all the wonderful mothers.
I wish. I should not say I wish.
Yes, say I wish.
I can't buy me. Oh, they're too my twist English, Mommy Lori. Joe, English is okay, not sorry, my first sorry, language. Sorry.
I wish all the. Mom, just say it.
Yoruba na so.
Okay, say in Yoruba then.
Otodike, me son Yoruba.
Okay, just
at least mo ba school koja.
I'm getting stressed.
And I went to very good secondary school.
We know.
Up school, I will not say it.
Why you can?
So, Madam Speaker, I wish all wonderful mother and mother to be beautiful Mother's Day.
You're gonna have to do it again.
All the people looking for the fruits of the womb, may God answer you soonest.
Amen. Okay, and on that note, I wish you all a happy Mother's Day and thank you for watching this episode, this very special episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Stephanie Coker. Like, subscribe, and share this podcast. We love you all. Mom, you want to say something?
Yeah, well, she has been using me for podcast, no payment. This is the second time. She will bring me again third time. So what are you giving me for Mother's Day? This year it must be special.
Okay, yeah, super special. I promise, yes.
You know what I want now. Let's see.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of ACAST Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.